This is Psalm 79a.
O God, to thine inheritance the heathen entrance made. They have defiled thy house in heaps, have saved them laid. Thy servants' bodies they have cast to fowls of hen for meat. The flesh of thy dear saints they gave wild beasts to eat. Their blood about Jerusalem like water they have shed, and there was none to bury them when they were dead. To all our neighbors we become a scorn and a reproach, a laughing stock to all who now on us encroach. How long, O Lord, thy wrath toward us wilt thou forever turn? And will thy fire like jealousy forever burn? On heathen kingdoms pour thy wrath, who call not on thy name. For Jacob they devour and waste his fields with flame. Remember not our father's sins, which guilt on us bestow. Let thy compassion soon meet us, brought very low.
This is Psalm 79b.
O God of our salvation, help, thy name the glory take. Deliver us, forgive our sins, for thy name's sake. Should nations say, where is their God? Let us in them be shown. Thou dost avenge thy servant's blood shed for thine own. O let the prisoner's sighs ascend before thee there on high. According to thy might, preserve those doomed to die. And to our neighbor's bosom turn in sevenfold reward all their reproach which they have cast on thee, O Lord. So we, thy people, thine own flock, forever thank thy name. And to all generations we thy praise proclaim.
This is Psalm 80a.
O shepherd of all Israel, give ear, who like a flock of sheep leads Joseph on. Enthroned between the cherubim appear to Ephraim, Manasseh, Benjamin. Show strength and save, O God, us now restore. We shall be saved when shines your face once more. Lord God of hosts, how long disdain our prayer? Your people you have fed with bread of tears. Abundant tears for drink you them prepare. You've made a strife of foes and neighbors' jeers. O God of hosts, us once again restore. We shall be saved when shines your face once more. A vine you brought up out of Egypt's land. You drove the nations out to give it room. It took deep root, it spread on every hand. It covered mountains with its shade and bloom. Its branches hid God's cedars spreading wide. Boughs reached the sea, shoots reached the riverside. Why have you broken down its circling wall, that all may pluck who pass along the way? The boar from out the woods roots round it all. The untamed beasts devour it as they stray. O God of hosts, return to us, we pray. Look down from heaven and behold this day. O visit and protect this vine of yours, the root you planted with your own right hand. This son whom you have strengthened for yourself, burned up with fire your people cannot stand. They are cut down, they perish when you look. Because with your appearance comes rebuke. Your hand beyond the man of your right hand, the Son of Man you've strengthened for your own. Then we shall never turn away from you. Revive us, we will call your name alone. Lord God of hosts, us once again restore. We shall be saved when shines your face once more.
This is Psalm 80b.
Hear, O hear us, Israel's shepherd, who drives forth Joseph like a flock. From the cherubim, O shine forth, rise in valor that we be saved. So arise inside of Ephraim, and Manasseh and Benjamin. God, we pray, oh, turn us, bring us back. Make your face shine and we are saved. Oh, how long, Lord God of armies, burns your wrath at your people's prayer. With the bread of tears you feed them, and full measure of tears they drink. Strive you make us to our neighbors, and our foes laugh at us in scorn. God of armies, turn us, bring us back. Make your face shine and we are saved. You brought forth a vine from Egypt, and to plant it drove nations out. You made room to root it deeply, and it flourished and filled the land. Then its shadow wrapped the mountains, and its boughs hid the cedars tall. To the sea it thrust great branches forth, and young shoots to the mighty stream. Why have you torn down its fences? It is plucked by each passing hand. Forest boars have gnawed upon it, and wild creatures have pastured there. Turn again, O God of armies, look from heaven, visit this your vine. So uphold what your right hand did plant, and the sun you raised up in strength. It is burned and hewn in pieces, by your frown will they be destroyed. Lay your hand on him you favored, Son of Man that you raised in strength. Then from you we will not wander. Make us live, we will call your name. O Lord God of armies, turn us back. Make your face shine and we are saved.
This is Psalm 81a.
To God our strength, to Jacob's God, a song and shout now raise. With psalm and timbrel, harp and lute, awake to joyous praise. At each new moon the trumpets blow, for solemn fast of days. This is the law of Jacob's God, for Israel his command. This witness he for Joseph set, when smiting Egypt's land. When there I heard a foreign tongue, I could not understand. I from his shoulder took the load, his hands from burdens free. You called me when in trouble sore, I saved you in your need. Tried you as streams of Meribah, in thunder I gave heed.
This is Psalm 81b.
Hear, O my people Israel, against you I'll testify. If only you would hear me now, on no strange God rely. Have none near you, don't worship them. The Lord your God am I. I brought you up from Egypt's land. Your open mouth I'll fill. My people would not hear my voice. My Israel spurned me still. I left them to their stubborn heart, to walk by their own will. Oh, that my people would be here, and Israel choose my way. How soon I would their foes subdue, my outstretched hand I'd lay. Upon their adversaries all, to fill them with dismay. Then all who hate the Lord would cringe, in fear and dread abide. But Israel with the finest wheat, he'd always keep supply. And I with honey from the rock would keep you satisfied.
This is Psalm 82.
God is in his congregation, judge among the gods he stands. How long will you judge unjustly, favoring the wicked hands? Judge the destitute and orphan, and the poor distressed defend. Free the destitute and needy, save them from the wicked's hand. These are they who have no knowledge, to perceive no effort make. They walk on in utter darkness, all of earth's foundation shake. Gods you are, I have declared it, sons now of the highest all. Yet you'll die as common men die, and like any prince shall fall. Now, O God, arise, we pray you, and the earth to judgment call. For you as your own possession shall inherit nations all.
This is Psalm 83a.
Rest not, O God, nor silent be, O God, hold not thy peace. Those hating thee exalt themselves, thy foes their roars increase. Against thy people they conspire, against thy loved ones plot. Come, let us wipe their nations out, Israel remember not. Against thee they with one accord in covenant unite. The tents of Edom, Ishmael, Moab, the Hagarite, and Gebal, Ammon, Amalek, Philistines, men of Tyre, and joined with them Assyria to help Lot's race conspire. Deal with them as with men. with Jabe and Sisera. At Kishon's flood, at Endor killed, and left as dung and straw. Their chiefs like Oreb, Zeeb, Zalmunna, Zeba, proud. Let's take the pasture lands of God, for ours they shouted loud.
This is Psalm 83b.
O thou, my God, make them to be like whirling dust that flies, like stubble blown before the wind when winter storms arise. As fire a forest burns, as flames that blaze on mountains high, so with thy tempest them pursue, with thy storms terrify. With shame their faces fill, O Lord, that they may seek thy name. Disgraced and terrified be they, and perish in their shame. So they shall know that thou alone, Jehovah, is thy name, that thou art the Most High, the One o'er all the earth supreme.
This is Psalm 83c.
Do not be silent, God, or unresponding. Do not remain at rest, O Mighty One. For now your foes arouse and make a clamor. Your bitter enemies lift up the head. Against your people now they plot in secret. They meet to work against your hidden ones. They say, let us go up and end their nation. The name of Israel shall be no more. Together they conspire in deadly earnest. Against you they have made a covenant. The Ishmaelites are there, the tents of Edom, the men of Moab with the Hagarines, Segeba, Amalek with men of Ammon. Behold Philistina and them of Tyre. For Asher too has come and joins their forces. They are the power of the sons of Lot. Treat them like Midian, like Jabin's army. Treat them like Sisera at Kishon's brook. At Endor they were all annihilated, and they became as dung upon the ground. Like Oreb make their chiefs their lords like Zeba, who thought they would possess the land of God. My God, oh, make them be like whirling dust clouds. Make them like bits of chaff before the wind. Like fire that burns the woods, like flames of lightning. Pursue them with your storms and strike with fear. Fill up their faces with humiliation, and let them seek your name, Jehovah, then. Let them be terrified and shamed forever, and let them be dismayed and be destroyed. Let them know you alone, you are Jehovah. You are the one most high o'er all the earth.
This is Psalm 84a.
How lovely, Lord of hosts, to me the tabernacles of thy grace. Oh, how I long yet stay to see Jehovah's courts, his dwelling place. My heart and flesh with joy draw nigh, as to the living God I cry. The sparrow has her place of rest, the swallow through thy kindly care has found where she may build her nest and brood her young in safety there. Thine altars as my rest I sing, O Lord of hosts, my God, my King. Blessed they who in thy house abide, to thee they ever render praise. Blessed they who in thy strength confide, and in whose heart are pilgrims' ways. They make the veil of tears a spring, with showers of blessings covering.
This is Psalm 84b.
Advancing still from strength to strength, they go where other pilgrims trod, till each to Zion comes at length and stands before the face of God. Lord God of hosts, my pleading hear. O Jacob's God, to me give ear. Look thou, O God, upon our shield, the face of thine anointed see. One day within thy courts will yield more good than thousands without thee. I'd rather stand near my God's house than dwell in tents of wickedness. For God the Lord is shield and sun. The Lord will grace and glory give. No good will he withhold from one who does uprightly walk and live. O Lord of hosts, how blessed is he who places all his trust in thee.